Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Saturday Night at the Movies. It's been a while. We've been busy. With me, as usual, is that lovable, cuddly motherfucker himself, Mr. Brian String.
How you doing?
Kate is unfortunately not with us this week. She will be on the next episode. So if you're here for her, just stick around anyways. I promise we don't suck.
Yeah, we just have a lot going on. I mean, like, we had our one-year anniversary, so of course we were all, like, partying with that, and then,
yep.
You know, man, your work schedule, my work schedule.
Can you believe those strippers did all that for our one-year anniversary of the show? My God, that was crazy.
I know, that was crazy. I hope that donkey got back okay.
Yeah, I was pretty rough on it.
Yeah. Ugh, poor guy.
Hope he got back to Tijuana okay.
Hopefully they didn't find all the candy in its ass.
Hopefully. So, Brian, what have you been up to besides being busy with work?
Just pretty much working on this house is about completely done for the most part. And then
awesome.
Just a lot of things going on at Nightmare Toys. Things I can't really divulge in yet. Well, we're making announcements very soon.
Awesome. I look forward to whatever announcements they may be that I don't secretly know about already.
Yeah, we got some fun tricks up our sleeve right now.
No treats, just tricks?
Just tricks.
Okay. No sticky treats?
No sticky treats. We got yelled at the last time.
I'll take the fall.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah, we both know Kate has been crazy busy with filming.
Yep. Apparently filming a secret Todd Sheets project, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming, based on photos.
Based on photos and the people that are in those photos and the fact that Todd shared them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always a thing. And then, I know she had other projects, too, that she was working on.
Right. I do know that, but I'm excited about whatever the Todd Sheets project may be because, you know, yeah. Todd Sheets,
you know,
the homie.
Yeah. You know, I'm honestly surprised we haven't done a Todd Sheets movie yet.
Oh, we will.
I'm sure we will, but it's just crazy. Like all three of us, you know, being fans of his.
Right.
We've gone a year without doing one of his movies.
40 plus episodes. And I'm like this big fucking Todd Sheets fanboy. And I've never picked one of his movies.
I know.
Did you have fun on your episode of Dolls of Horror?
I did.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it just yet. I started listening to it last night at work. I got a few minutes into it, but then truck came and I had to deal with that.
Stupid trucks. They always ruin everything.
Always, especially when they're 6 hours late.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. So we had my episode with them for Texas Chainsaw came out. Your episode with them for Carousel came out,
yes sir,
I believe the week prior, so
correct.
We're busy people now.
Yep, now we gotta get them on here.
Yeah, which we will do very soon. I gotta work out schedules.
Okay,
what you got all your moving stuff happening soon? Yes, or saving up to move?
Yes sir. It's not happening just yet. You're up, hopefully
within a year, hopefully not during the winter.
If it has to be, it has to be.
Yeah.
But hopefully not. Hopefully early spring.
Yeah, wondering. Moving in the winter sucks.
I would imagine.
But what have you been watching during our hiatus?
What have I been watching? Well, as to not bore our listeners, I will not name everything this time. But I did watch 5 episodes of Eli Roth's History of Horror.
Okay.
I watched the Fear Footage 3 a.m. which is the conclusion to the Fear Footage trilogy. And unfortunately, it leaves it open for a fourth one, which I don't understand when they say that it's supposed to be the conclusion, but it doesn't really answer any questions and leaves it wide open for another one. watched The Collector for the first time. I had seen The Collection previously, but I'd never seen The Collector. I know I watched them out of order. It is what it is. And now I'm kind of bummed that The Collected was abandoned.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty that they got half the filming done and then the producer pulled out.
Yep. During COVID, they pulled out.
That's very shitty.
I was fortunate enough to get a screener of the upcoming Sean Donahue film, Zed's Dead. So I watched that. That was a fun time. It takes place during the events of Pulp Fiction, which I've never seen. I know, you're judging. I've never seen Pulp Fiction. I tried watching it once. I got 20 minutes in. I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. I shut it off. I have ADD. Sue me.
All right. Can't blame you for that, because that movie does hop around everywhere.
I watched one of my most anticipated movies of the year. I watched Monkey vs. Nuclear Dinosaur.
Ah, I have also watched that. So, but the question is, are you team monkey or team nuclear dinosaur?
I'm team. I just wanted to have a good time, which I did.
Okay, fair enough.
I wasn't pulling for either one. I watched the entirety of Creepshow Season 2.
The whole five episodes?
The whole five episodes, which is disappointing that it was only five, because the majority of them were good.
Well, they pulled that sixth one because of Marilyn Manson.
Okay, I didn't know he was in a sixth one.
Yeah, he was in... the season finale was supposed to be episode 6. And then okay. Manson was in episode 5. And then when the whole cancel Manson bullshit happened, Shudder and AMC pulled the episode out.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but see, I kind of feel bad, though, for that second story. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll be like Masters of Horror, and they'll just put it on the Blu-ray when it gets released.
Maybe. And what else have I watched? Oh, Mortal Kombat, the new one.
With your fun video where you blew up and became a puppet.
Yes. So now when my videos continue, I filmed one the other day, and I realized that I didn't have my mic plugged in, so the audio was garbage and it wasn't salvageable. But I will be continuing the series as a puppet until such time as I can somehow successfully relocate a meat suit.
Okay.
And that's all I'll name off that I watched so far.
Okay. So I also, like I said, went Monkey versus Nuclear Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on HBO.
Okay.
Because, it's free, so why the fuck not?
Right.
But then our theaters in the area started opening up again. And one of the theaters was playing in the 4DX. So for those that haven't experienced 4DX, it's pretty much where your seats are shaking and there's strobe lights, there's fog machines, there's little sprinklers in like the head rests in the rows in front of you. So it's pretty much like a amusement park attraction.
So it's kind of like the Dolby lounges, but more in depth.
Correct.
Okay.
I didn't know what to think about going in for that, but it was definitely worth the ticket price because it was like $25.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was worth it for that one. I don't think I would do it for
much
every single movie
right
that has that, because it does do a number on your back and everything with how hard the seats shake and everything.
Oh, so. I know. I saw The Dark Knight in the Dolby Lounge, and that seat was vibrating. That and It Chapter One, they were vibrating like crazy.
Yeah. Did see Mortal Kombat as well. I've watched it now 4 times.
So I'm going to guess you liked it a little bit.
I did. I liked it quite a lot. I will say, if it wasn't for... the guy that plays Kano, the movie would have been crap.
Yep.
Kano made that movie.
I heard he was hospitalized with back pain for carrying the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the fatalities were very cool, but without the humor for Kano, it probably would have been a no-go.
Yeah.
So, especially since the story is very misleading from what the trailer shows you. But, it made its money, and... I'm excited to see what they do with Mortal Kombat 2.2.
Mortal Kombat Annihilationer.
Yeah. I will say I do like the fact that they did not mention James Wan with the marketing whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
They had faith enough that the Mortal Kombat name itself
would sell
was
it.
Enough to sell it, and right. It did. You know, good for them. I just went and saw Wrath of Man.
Okay.
That has Jason Statham and Josh Hartnett, Scott Eastwood, Jeffrey Donovan. It's the new Guy Ritchie movie, and it's pretty much a bank heist movie. So if you like Statham, you're just gonna like the movie.
Statham's okay.
I watched one called Necrotronic, which was pretty much a more graphic version of Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Like, take Ghostbusters and make it R-rated. And
I would like to.
And that's essentially what you got. You got okay. Ghosts being fucking blown up to smithereens and giant is that, cannons.
Is that a brand new thing, or is that streaming somewhere?
That is on Shudder.
That's on Shudder? I will have to check that out. Yeah.
So, also from Shudder, I caught Stay the Fuck Out of the Attic.
I've heard mixed reviews on that, so I'm curious what you thought.
I really liked it. Like, it takes a while to get started,
mm-hmm.
but then once it starts, it doesn't let up. Like, it just keeps fucking going.
Awesome.
Let's see, what else do I have here? I watched the entirety of Falcon and the Winter Soldier,
okay.
which I guess in a way it's Captain America 4, if that makes sense.
It does.
So I'm not going to spoil it because, you know, people freak out with spoilers.
Well, we'll be spoiling
especially the movie. Marvel.
We'll be spoiling the movie today.
Well, yeah, but I don't think people will care less about that.
Yeah. To be like, what? How dare you spoil this movie that's going on 20 years old?
Yeah. So, and then I watched Fried Berry, which I, for the life of God, couldn't even tell you what it's about. Or then a guy gets abducted by aliens and it's an entire thing on acid.
Wow.
Yeah. I would not recommend it. Which is sad because it's an independent film from South Africa. So, and with it being independent, you know, you want the movie, you know, to be seen by as many people, which it has the chance because it's on Shudder. It was just on Joe Bob, but it's one of those movies where it's visually it's appealing, but mm-hmm. overall it's kind of a sour taste.
Okay. Yeah, I had never heard of that movie until today when I was scrolling through Facebook and someone was saying they were watching it.
Yeah, it's so.
I'll add that to my skip list.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like we always say: while we may not like it, other people may like it. So
right.
you know, it's of always course. You know, watch it at your own pace. I would say watch the trailer.
if you dig the trailer, then you'll probably dig the movie. If you dig
the trailer, then you might like the movie. I saw the trailer. The trailer looked very appeasing, and then I sat down and watched the thing and I'm just like that's gonna be everything.
All right, you know, I don't think I asked you, what did you think of Monkey versus Nuclear Dinosaur?
I think that it delivered on what they promised.
Yep. I will tell you this, like, I didn't go see it in the theater. I wanted to, but I'm still like, I'm not vaccinated, I live with elderly people, so I don't want to put myself out there any more than I have to, as far as, you know, in that scope. And I'm not anti-vaccine thing. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. It was exactly what I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was certain things I wanted out of it, which I don't want to spoil just in case people haven't seen it. But there was certain things I wanted out of it, and I got every one of those things.
I would say there is probably only two things that I would have changed. One, take out half the cast because you don't need them.
Yep.
And two, change the design for Mechagodzilla because it looked like spoilers. It belonged to Power Rangers. Mechagodzilla is in the trailers.
Is he?
Yeah.
I guess I never watched the trailer because I never saw him.
Yeah, he's like right at the very beginning when the city's, it has like the point up view and then the like buildings are crumbling to the floor. Mm-hmm. You see the lasers in the chests and everything.
I guess I totally missed that. Yeah, and I plus, thought that the entire part with Millie Bobby Brown, that her and the two people that were with her, thought that entire thing could have been cut.
Mm-hmm. like I feel like they were only there to connect it to King of Monsters.
Yeah, I think so, because it was that entire story, like of their little journey, completely unnecessary. It could have been other characters that were already in the movie that did that.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I give it like a 4, 4.5. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I gave it a 4.
It's got its flaws, but it gave me what I wanted.
Do we have Midnight Movie Madness?
We don't.
We don't. Let's see if I can pull one up.
Fuck it. Yes, we do. The Mortuary Collection. Watch the Mortuary Collection on Shudder. That shit's amazing.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what the budget is. I don't know if it's under my limit, but fuck it. Watch it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's over your limit.
I'm pretty sure it's more than 500 grand, yeah.
But still a solid movie.
Yeah. Solid movie. If you don't have Shudder, get your 7-day trial, check the movie out, and then keep your subscription to Shudder, because Shudder is amazing for $6 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of, if not the cheapest streaming service out there, and in my opinion, the best value for the money. Aside from maybe Prime.
And I think now starting this month, every week there's going to be a new movie added on every week, like a brand new movie that's like exclusive.
A Shudder original?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. So do we have any news?
Oh, fuck.
I know it's been a long time, but do we have any news that's pretty recent?
Well, unfortunately, Tony Katane passed away.
Yes, Friday. I saw that.
That's really sad. I don't think they've said the cause of death yet.
I don't believe so. Well, if we don't have anything, we can always just go straight into the movie. It's just kind of a bonus episode anyway, since we promised Lucky and we're not talking about Lucky.
That is true. So, yeah, we've been gone for a month, you know.
At least.
But, you know, theaters are opening up, so yeah, mm-hmm. for that.
They're even open here.
Wow, yeah.
Fucking Disneyland is open again. What?
Yeah. Let's see. The Warner Brothers and HBO Max deal, you know, that's working out great. You know, the movies are actually profitable by the time it hits theaters, which is a plus.
Right.
Because of the streaming. Mm-hmm. Sony now has a deal with Netflix to where, after Endo in theaters, it will go straight to Netflix, and then from Netflix, it'll go to Disney Plus.
Probably in like 19 days or something like that.
Yeah, so it's starting in 2022 with Morbius.
Okay. Damn, they pushed Morbius back that far?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like the only upcoming superhero movie I'm excited about, too.
Yeah, so, Marvel has, they showed the video for the phase four. There's a couple promising titles in there, so we'll see what happens. I think that they're still very mum on Fantastic Four, even though they teased it, but they haven't said anything about it.
Still waiting for Tomb of Dracula and Werewolf by Night shows, just saying.
Well, we'll see what happens. So, I don't know. There was a rumor that Blade pops up in Morbius, but... You know, they keep pushing it back, so we don't
doesn't
know.
Make a lot of sense. It would make more sense to do Tomb of Dracula and have Blade pop up in there, since that's where he originally debuted in the comics anyways. He was never part of the Spider-Verse.
No, but it's set in New York, so...
Yeah.
Partnerships. So, you had said we are not doing Lucky. It's kind of on the back burner right now until everyone's able to see it with all of our busy schedules.
Yes.
So instead, we are doing Saw in honor of Spiral coming out into theaters.
Correct. Which I might go see it.
I know I'm seeing it. I just don't know when.
I mean, I'll see it eventually.
Just because I got my movie pass back.
Is that even still a thing?
It is.
I had no idea movie pass was even still a thing.
Yeah. Well, mine's through Regal.
I don't think my Regal's reopened yet. It may have. I don't know. I know the AMCs did. Did Regal finally reopen?
Well, I would say all mine did. So.
Then they probably did here too. I don't get to that part of town too often unless I'm going to Regal.
So yeah, you want to lead us off into our movie for the week?
Yes.
Someone there? I can hear you. Who is that? Who's in there?
Friend Jigsaw likes to book himself front row seats to his own sick games.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive. Not anymore.
You are a drug addict. Do you think that is why he picked you?
He helped me. Don't believe Adam's lies.
Saw is the 2004 crime thriller horror torture porn movie written by
Torture porn.
Okay, you're right. The sequels are. The original's not so much.
Yeah.
Written by Lee Whannell, directed by James Wan, based on the short film Saw, which was more of a proof of concept than a short film anyways. Stars Cary Elwes, Lee Whannell, what's his face? The dude from that movie?
Danny Glover?
Yes, Danny Glover. That's him. Shawnee Smith and what's his face? Tobin Bell. Some guy that's only probably ever done that one movie. I'm totally kidding. So, Brian, what was your first experience with Saw?
So, I did not see Saw in theaters. I did not see it until it was released on video, which marketing wise, it was kind of weird because like the movie came out on Halloween or like around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then on video it came out around Valentine's Day.
Right.
So that's when I saw it. Haven't watched it at home. I kind of wished I went and saw it in theaters, which subsequently I went and saw all the other ones in theaters after that.
I didn't see Saw or Jigsaw on the theater, but I saw 2 through 3D in the theater.
Okay. It's one of the movies to where, for me, it hits on every note. Like, the atmosphere is very dark and gritty.
Mm-hmm.
The writing is amazing. The fact that it was all shot in 18 days... and pretty much filmed in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's entirely filmed in one location, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got different locations, but it's all filmed in the same location.
So this proves that, you know, you can make an indie film on a shoestring budget and make it the $1 billion franchise.
Right. But is $1 million really a shoestring budget?
Well, for independent film, I mean, to your independent film standards, probably not. But
for a Hollywood standards, it's a low budget movie.
For a Hollywood standards, I think it was $1.2 million for a budget.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
So, and to see how much it's grossed for an entire franchise,
right? And now with the 9th movie coming out on Friday.
Yeah. So it's which I still have reservations on.
As do I.
But, you know, I'll give it a chance. I'll go in open-minded. I have a feeling that not gonna like it, but who knows? So, but what were your thoughts on two men putting time out in a dirty bathroom?
Okay, so I have a confession, and I feel like a terrible human being for saying this, but I was a different person back then. The first time I saw was about 2 months before it came out. I torrented it like a piece of shit. Like I said, I was a different person then. I would never torrent a movie now, except Midsommar, because fuck that movie. That's the last time I torrented a movie, and it was the first time I had in like a decade. But yeah, that's the first time I saw it, and I was blown away, even with the subpar quality, because, you know, it's a torrent from the theater rip. But like you said, it hits on every note. That twist at the end, anybody that says they saw that coming is a fucking liar. Like, I personally saw the twist in Sixth Sense coming. But if you tell me that you knew that the killer was in the bathroom with him the whole fucking time, you're a fucking liar. I love the franchise as a whole, except for Saw 5, which I can't fucking stand. When I end up watching the whole series, I will watch it, but I only half pay attention because I hate Saw 5. I think it's fucking terrible. It's the skid mark of the series. But yeah, I love the series as a whole.
Yeah, I would say 5 is probably the weakest. Ah. But, you know, I think, though, that without this movie, we wouldn't get the, you know, franchises that they would continue to go on and make. You know,
right.
Insidious, Conjuring.
Mm-hmm. And I personally credit Saw with ending what I like to call the Scream era, where after Scream came out, most of the mainstream horror movies were just shitty knockoffs of Scream or Scream clones. Even a lot of indie horror was the same thing. Horror had gotten really stale because everybody was just trying to replicate what success Scream got. Mm-hmm. And Saw changed that. It's when movies started getting grittier and more violent again.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
And then, you know, you got shortly after that, Hostel came out, and between the two, that's really what pushed the movies towards torture porn, even though that was kind of a brief-lived fad. It's what really started making movies gritty and gory again.
Yeah, I would say, and I would throw in House of a Thousand Corpses as well.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
I think it was a good stepping stone, you know, for horror. I mean, yeah, they went to then the remake era, which, you know, I guess it is what it is for those, but
yeah, I mean, I have said for a long time that my biggest issue with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake, because that's really what ushered in the remake era, was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Mm-hmm.
Even though remakes have always been a thing, but where they started just pumping out remake after remake after remake, was really because of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. My biggest issue with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I don't hate the movie, I hate that it was successful. Because they're like, oh, well, we can remake a classic horror movie and people will go watch it. Well, let's just keep doing that then.
Yeah.
And then we got shit like Black Christmas 2019 and Nightmare on Elm Street.
So, if you were to make your, like, Saw film, how would you do it?
If I were to make my own Saw film?
Yeah, like, if you were to put, like, new life into it, what would you do? Because obviously, like, we get this reboot coming out to where it seems like they're going back to the original tone, towards more of a thriller, kind of Saw-esque, or Saw meets Seven.
Like, more of a police procedural?
Yeah.
And, you know, when Saw first came out, I was like, wow, this reminds me a lot of Seven, which is, you know, a horror police procedural. Anyone that says that Seven's not a horror movie, fuck you, you're wrong. How would I do it? I wouldn't have done this. I don't think that Spiral is supposed to be a reboot. I think it's just a spinoff. Because they're still supposed to do a second Jigsaw movie. At least that's my understanding, is they're still supposed to do a trilogy of the movies that Jigsaw started.
Well, I don't know. I feel
this is supposed to be a reboot. I think it's just supposed to be a spinoff that exists within the same universe.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like there would have been like the second Jigsaw already.
I don't know. I mean, it took 8 years to get that after Saw 3D.
That's true. Well, I also think the studio didn't want to make him anymore.
That could be.
But then, you know, you get all this merchandise and everything, and it's still a hot seller.
They're like, oh, wait, people like the Saw movies? Well, fuck, let's make another one then. How do we bring back John Kramer? I don't understand. Oh, I know. Let's set it before the first movie and after. Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think it would be interesting to see him do it in like a found footage style.
Well, I know Kate would love that.
So, like, if the entire franchise was, or not franchise, but like the entire film was done through like the detective's body cameras or something, I think it would kind of invigorate it.
As long as it's not. Okay, body cam. You know, I could be okay with body cams because one of my biggest issues with a lot of found footage movies is why the fuck are these people still recording?
Yeah.
If it's a body camera, I mean, it's always going to be on.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing is like you don't want it to be someone just holding it handheld because at that point, you know, reality is 2 seconds in, they're fucking bailing.
Right.
They're not staying. But I think if it was the detectives going through, like, say, the not like the house or warehouse from like two or three to where it's the body cams as they're going through all the rooms and the traps are going off on them, I think that'd be like an interesting viewpoint for it.
Okay. I could be down with that. I don't really know what I would do in my own Saw movie because I think that for the most part, the story's been told. Like when Jigsaw was first announced, I was like, really? Why? I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it did a good job of telling the story they wanted to tell, even though I thought the story was unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean, do you think they intended it to be the massive franchise that it is? Because
no.
Like, the sequel was already greenlit for production before the movie had even finished opening weekend.
Right, but just because you greenlit a movie doesn't mean you're not going to cancel it if the movie underperforms. I mean, they greenlit a fourth Reanimator movie, and that never happened. They greenlit a second Strangeland. That never happened.
Yeah, I think that, though, is more because of budget and the times.
Yeah.
I mean, with House of Reanimator, you know, it was satire on the Bush administration. They couldn't get the funding, so it never happened.
Right.
Strangeland 2, you know, the whole thing about don't be talking to strangers in chat rooms massive thing.
Right.
So there's not really much you could have done from that.
True. Plus, chat rooms aren't really much of a thing anymore anyways. I mean, they still exist, but nothing like they did at the time that Strangeland came out.
Do you think that, you know, because of Saw being the massively financial success that was, like, it opened the door for Paranormal Activity. Do you think, you know, here we are, what, almost 25 years later, right?
See, Saw came out in 2004.
So almost 20 years later.
Right.
Do you think we'll, like, get another massive booming franchise the way that, like, Saw did, and then, like, 10 years later, Paranormal Activity did?
Well, I mean, you got the Conjuring Universe.
Yeah, but even that's pretty much dead now.
Well, we'll see how much money The Devil Made Me Do It makes before we make that assumption. Yes, the last couple movies were terrible at the box office, but they were also terrible movies.
Yeah, but I think they already said, though, like, even in the trailer, like, this is the conclusion of The Conjuring.
No, we'll see.
So
we'll see. If it makes $200 million, they'll make more.
Do you think
when they were only going to make remember when they were only going to make four Friday the 13ths?
Yeah, that's true.
When they say a franchise is dead, I never take their word for it.
Okay, do you think they'll have a fourth, like, successful franchise in their long run together then? Let me put it that way. Because, I mean, you got Saw, Insidious, Conjuring. I'm kind of sad that Dead Silence didn't get the following that it deserves.
Yes, that's such a good movie. I say all the time that, like, Dead Silence is one of the most underrated movies out there.
It is.
In fact, Annie and I just watched it a couple weeks ago.
I would love to see them work together again on something.
But yeah, I'm sure there will be another big franchise that comes out.
Yeah, I mean, because thankfully with all these franchises, studios are kind of letting them do their own thing now.
Mm-hmm.
To where you had, you know, you had James Wan, you know, he went out, did what was it, Furious 7, Aquaman, he's doing Aquaman 2. He was producer on Mortal Kombat. To where now Lee Winnell, he did the very underrated Upgrade. He did the Invisible Woman or Invisible Man reboot for Universal. He's doing a Wolfman reboot for Universal.
Hope it's better than Invisible Man. I know. You can shake your head at me all you want. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Brian is shaking his head at me because the Blumhouse Invisible Man is just a fucking lame reboot of Hollow Man.
Well, I mean, Hollow Man was a reboot of Invisible Man. So.
Yes, but at least it was good.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, at least it was fun.
Well, see, I like Invisible Man.
I don't. I like the original Invisible Man, the one with Claude Rains.
Yeah, I mean, well, great. I should say I like Hollow Man. I didn't like Hollow Man 2. But
Hollow Man 2 is garbage.
But I liked, you know, the new Invisible Man as well. I thought it was an interesting take on it.
Is poop.
Whatever.
And I went in with low expectations because I knew it was Blumhouse.
Yeah, see, that's your thing. I think if it
I went in with low expectations. I was like, okay, I'm going to keep my expectations low. It's Blumhouse. So I'll just keep my expectations low, but I'll keep an open mind. I kept an open mind, and it did not, no.
Yeah, I just think you're never going to watch anything that has Blumhouse's name attached to it.
I love Creep. Right. I like the Unfriended movies. So don't say Blumhouse. Never. Those are Blumhouse.
No.
Oh, yeah, I liked the first two Purge movies.
But not the last two?
No.
I would say. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this new one coming out, but
there's a new one coming out?
Yeah, to where it like takes place after the Purge was abolished. People are like still doing it.
Oh. The Purge, fuck you, Law.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I'll give it a shot. I think we pretty much said everything about this that we could say.
Yeah. I give it a 5. I really love Saw.
I would say I also give it a 5. Like, I mean, this is a film
that's...
Is it
flawless? No, but it's damn good, and I love what it did for horror.
Yeah, and it still holds up.
It does.
With that, our hottie of the week is going to go to Shawnee Smith, because I love her so much.
I mean, who else would it go to? Lee Wan-El?
I mean, it came close.
It came close.
It came close.
Old Cary Elwes?
Hell, Tobin Bell almost had it.
So next time, we will be watching Lucky.
Yes, next time we'll finally sit down and watch Lucky, hopefully. Or we'll have something else. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But we did want to come back because it had been a while. No, we did not give up on this. It's just, you know, sometimes we need to decompress. Because
right.
Week after week after week, you know, scheduling-wise.
It's tiring. Yeah. Especially with us all having different work schedules, it's hard sometimes to fit an episode in.
Yes, and different time zones.
Yes.
Which... You know, once you move, it's really going to be different time zones.
Yeah. Sometimes when it's convenient for Brian and myself, it's not convenient for Kate. Sometimes it's just not convenient for me, or it's not convenient for Brian. It's hard to get all three of us together at the same time.
Yes. You know, we promise we will have more episodes coming. You know, just
maybe not as frequently as before.
Yes. Stick with us.
We will be here forever.
Forever, forever, forever. Yeah. Any final words?
No. In fact, I need to go eat because I'm starving and dinner's ready.
I need to go eat too.
It's lasagna night.
Oh.
I'm excited.
All right there, Garfield.
I also hate Mondays, so yes. I guess you could call me, and I'm fat, so you could call me Garfield.
So, all right. Well, until the next episode, I'm Brian.
I'm Daryl, and we'll see you at the movies.